Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. All right, what do you do when you're in a bad mood? Do you exercise? Watch funny YouTube videos? Maybe you call a friend? Maybe you can get together with your friend and hang out? Do you read a book to get your mind off of the negative thoughts? Well, the name of our lesson today is Hack Your Mood with a Smile. Even a fake smile can be helpful. You can fake it till you make it. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out later. So, let's smile. It's time for an English lesson.
Hack your mood with a smile. Don't let a bad mood ruin your day. Research shows that smiling has many benefits. The problem is, we don't always feel like smiling. With that in mind, the simplest way to hack your day is with a smile. Oddly enough, even if you aren't feeling happy, a fake smile can still brighten your day. That fake smile will still cause your brain to give off chemicals to lift your mood. Here are a few benefits. Smiling improves your mood and helps you feel less stressed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 mood 这个名词 mood 是指心情或气氛。There our three-year-old son woke up in a good mood. He hummed songs while playing by himself. 我们三岁的儿子今天早上起床心情非常好，他一边自己玩一边哼歌。或者是 the upbeat music changed the mood of the office in an instant. 活泼的音乐让办公室的气氛立刻就改变了。Mood 也指不好的情绪或心情。例如 Mark is in the mood today. Don't go near him. Mark 今天心情不佳，离他远一点。继续我们看的是 fake 这个形容词。Fake 在这里是指假的或者是装出来的。例如 ,You can tell the smiles on these children's faces are genuine, not fake ones to please adults. 你可以看得出来这些孩子们的笑容是真心的，不是为了取悦大人而装出来的。Fake 也可以指仿冒的或者是捏造的。例如 ,The fake designer handbag was sold for only $10. 这个仿冒的名牌包只卖$10。
Thanks so much, Michelle. Friends, I hope you're smiling. Rebecca, are you smiling?
You bet. I'm smiling. Look at this nice big smile.
Does that mean you're in a good mood?
I'm always in a good mood.
You're always in a good mood. What if you're in a bad mood, Rebecca? Like, do you smile when you're in a bad mood?
I don't think there's anything wrong with smiling, even when you're in a bad mood. Sometimes when you smile, when you're in a bad mood,That puts you in a good mood.
Exactly. That's what our lesson's all about. The lesson is hack your mood with a smile. So you can find a way to make yourself have a better mood if you can smile. Yes, take a big smiley face like this and just put it in front of your head. Is that what this means, Rebecca?
No, of course not. You don't want to take a smiley face and put it in front of your face.You need to smile with your own beautiful, lovely smile.
Mm-hmm. Show those pearly whites, as your teeth are sometimes called. Well, we read here, don't let a bad mood ruin your day. And that's a good phrase to know. Don't let something ruin your day. That means don't let something bad, okay, make you have a bad day.
For example...Don't let someone's negative comments ruin your day. It could be really easy to be in a situation and you hear people who are really negative. And when you hear that negativity, you start to kind of be put in a bad mood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Or maybe you did something and you feel guilty about it. And even after you say sorry, you just keep feeling guilty about something.Our friend Zarina told me that once when I was late. Surprise, surprise. I was late somewhere and I apologized to people And I still kept feeling bad. You know, I felt like I needed to show that I was just guilty, right? And she said, Gabe, no. You already apologized. Don't feel guilty about it anymore. Don't let this ruin your day.
And that is a really good reminder. Well, research shows that smiling has many benefits. As a matter of fact, I've been told, Gabe, that it takes more muscles to frown like this than to smile.
Yeah, it's easier to smile than it is to frown. That's a good thing.
And yet, oftentimes, I think a lot of people spend more time frowning than smiling.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
So we should have a smile on our face more often than not. And we read here, research shows smiling has many benefits. The problem is we don't always feel like smiling. That is very true. With that in mind, the simplest way to hack your day is with a smile. So wait a minute, we don't feel like smiling, but we should smile anyway. Anyway, friends, let's take a look at this phrase, with something in mind. So if you use this phrase, that means you're going to follow it with something else. Because of this, because you're thinking about this, you should do something else.
For example, Jenny needs to be home by 9. With that in mind, I think it's better that we just go have dinner and we don't go to the movies.
Oh, maybe she really wants to go to the movies, though. But yes, with something in mind, maybe you need to change your decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very helpful phrase, friends. Think of another way to use this phrase. And our lesson says, with that in mind, the simplest way to hack your day is with a smile.
Oddly enough, even if you aren't feeling happy, a fake smile can brighten your day. So even if you're not really feeling like you're in a good mood, if you put a smile on that face, smile on your face, it can actually change the way that you feel.
Yes, and that's that phrase again, oddly enough, okay? So this fact might surprise us, that you can fake it till you make it. And maybe that's what this girl is trying to do. She's not really happy. She's faking it right now. But maybe she can fake it until she makes it. That phrase basically means that you are trying to pretend to do something until you actually feel that way.
And this actually reminds me of acting. You know, as an actor, oftentimes you must fake it until you make it. But I really like using that phrase when talking about smiling, because if you don't feel like smiling, that does not give you a good reason not to smile.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So maybe you should try and just fake it till you make it. I hear this is also true about trying to love people sometimes. Sometimes you might not feel love for somebody, but if you choose to act and serve that person in some way, do something nice for them, your feelings might follow. You do something nice even though you don't feel that great towards that person, but you fake it till you make it. And after a while, you do start to appreciate and really love that person.
Well, we learned something interesting here.
Yeah.
That fake smile will still cause your brain to give off chemicals to lift your mood.
Good. Well, what kind of chemicals does it give anyway? There are some very technical terms, right? You might have endorphins or dopamine, or one we would like to talk about is serotonin. And we don't need to talk about this for too long, but this is just one of the chemicals that your body releases when you smile. It puts you in a better mood.
That's right. Well, now it's time for us to talk about some of those benefits. Here are a few benefits. First, smiling improves your mood and helps you feel less stressed. So the next time you're feeling a little stressed, rather than frowning, smile big and you'll feel much better.
Well, Rebecca, how often do you smile?
How often do you smile?
Yeah.
Well, I try to smile every day.
Okay, that's good. It's good to have a smile on our face.
Well,
how often do you laugh?
Laughing is something I should do even more often, like all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes you should laugh through something.
I think you're onto something, Rebecca. And I think that the Info Cloud is also going to help us here. Let's go to
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends, and welcome to InfoCloud.
We all experience challenges and difficult moments in life. So what can we do when those hard times hit?
Well, one thing you can do is laugh through it. If you laugh through something, you try to make it seem less serious or less bad by laughing.
Right. Instead of focusing on how terrible something is, continue to smile and laugh as you go through a tough situation. For example, if you lose your job, try to see it as an opportunity to find a better one. And as you look for a new job, remember to keep a positive attitude.
To laugh through something can also literally mean to laugh. So when you get that bad news, just start laughing. It will help your body to relax and make it easier to figure out how to handle the situation.
I know that when we receive bad news, just putting on a smile can be a challenge, let alone laughing. But laughing might be just the thing you need, especially when it comes to your health.
Laughing is great for your immune system, so you'll get sick less often. It also relieves pain, so you can laugh through the pain as the injury heals.
当我们面临挑战或处于逆境当中，与其感到绝望，不如试着 laugh through it， 用笑声度过，也就是乐观的看事情。如果你失去了工作，就把它当作是一个找更好工作的机会。注意 laugh 是动词，它的名词是 laughter。英文有一句俗语， laughter is the best medicine， 笑是最好的良药。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次别关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, hey there! Welcome back from the commercial break. It's time to talk about hacking our mood with a smile. Sometimes you just need to fake it until you make it. Okay, but it can get a little bit tiring to fake smiling after a while. There are many benefits to smiling, friends, and we're going to continue learning about those benefits together right now.
Hack your mood with a smile. Some of the chemicals released by the brain when you smile relieve pain. So, if your body hurts, try to laugh through the pain. Smiling leaves a positive impression with others and makes you appear confident. People naturally want to smile when they talk to someone who is smiling. By sharing your smile with others, you can help improve their day too. Be sure to start your day with a smile. And remember, when you smile, the world just might smile back.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 relief 这个动词 ,re 这个字首是指再一次。L-I-V-E 这个字根是指变轻，所以 relief 是指减轻或减缓。例如 talking to someone you trust can help relieve your pressure， 跟可以信任的人聊一聊有助于纾解你的压力。或者是 warm baths can help relieve muscle aches， 泡温水澡可以减缓肌肉酸痛。 relief 的过去分词 relieved 也可以当形容词，意思是指感到放心的或宽慰的。例如 I'm so relieved that I found you. I thought I had lost you in the crowd. 我找到你就放心了，我还以为我把你搞丢在人群中了。最后我们看的是 impression 这个名词， I am 这个字首有进去的意思， P-R-E-S-S 这个字根是指挤压， impression 挤压进去的东西，意思就是给人的印象或感受。例如 It's important to give a good first impression when you're at a job interview.在工作面试的时候要给对方好的第一印象是非常重要的。它的动词就是去掉字尾的 IOM 变成 impress。例如 The candidate's colorful outfit impressed the interviewers a lot。 这位应试者颜色鲜艳的打扮让主考官们印象深刻。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Let's continue learning about some benefits of smiling. Okay, so we know that it can improve your mood and help you feel less stressed. And we read here, some of the chemicals released by the brain when you smile relieve pain. There are some good words we want to talk about. One is from the word bank, to relieve. That means you are letting something feel easier.
Mm-hmm. And typically when I see this word relieve, mm-hmm. I often think about relieving pain. So if you get hurt, if there's an injury, like you sprain your ankle, you put ice on it to relieve the pain.
Sure. And if this word is a verb, well then, what is the noun form?
You're thinking of the word relief.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. To have relief. You want to relieve your pain, or you want to have pain relief.
Right. So for example, I had a really, really, really bad headache, so I took some medicine. It took a while to feel some relief from the pain in my head.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad headache. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different types of pain killers, right? Those types of medicine that you take to relieve your pain. We could also even call these pain relievers, right? Different types of, you know, like Advil or Excedrin, aspirin. A lot of different types of things to help relieve your pain.
That's right. Well, we continue on. So if your body hurts, try to laugh through the pain. I've actually heard that if you're in a lot of pain or if you're not feeling well physically, laughing mm-hmm. while in pain can actually help a lot.
Yeah, I think that's true. Actually, sometimes if we're going through something difficult, we might just need to laugh it off. That means that we're going to try to laugh to help us get through the difficult process.
For example, if someone hurts you, sometimes you just need to laugh it off. Or maybe you didn't get the best grade on this past test. Just laugh it off and tell yourself that you're going to do better next time.
You know, Rebecca, Steve and I visited our friend Rick in the hospital once because he had just had part of his intestine removed. Steve and I like to tell jokes and do things to make people laugh, and we wanted to help our friend laugh through his pain, but that wasn't a good idea at the time, because every time he laughed, his stomach really hurt. Sorry about that, Rick, once again.
Well, that doesn't seem like the best time to be
laughing.
Laughing it off. No. But anyway, most of the time, I think it's a really good idea to try to laugh something off, especially mm-hmm. if it has to do with words that people spoke over you, or if it has to do with something that you did that's making you feel really guilty.
Okay, so maybe you can laugh it off or, of course, smile. Well, another benefit to smiling really, it leaves a positive impression with others and makes you appear confident. I think this is an interesting point. So the way other people see you is also kind of important, right? So smile often. It will leave an impression. That means they will remember this about you.
And of course, there are different types of impressions you could leave. You could leave a good impression or mm-hmm. a bad impression. So, for example, let's say that you go to an interview and you're late and you're not well prepared. You just might leave a bad impression and you might not get the job.
That's right. And if you did something really terrible, you might leave a lasting impression. People will never forget that about you, right? I think that's what people are sometimes scared of, leaving a lasting negative impression. Of course, you can leave a lasting positive impression, too.
That's right. Or what about first impressions?
Ah, yes.
First impressions aren't always accurate, but sometimes I think it's good to make a good first impression when first meeting somebody.
That's right. So we continue here. People naturally want to smile when they talk to someone who is smiling. That's true. If I see Rebecca smiling, I'll think, oh, good, she's in a good mood. I can approach her. Mm-hmm. I can be around her and feel good about myself as well.
You know something? I'm beginning to think that I need to practice smiling even more after going through this lesson. Well, by sharing your smile with others, you can help improve their day too. So we read, be sure to start your day with a smile, just like this. And remember, when you smile, the world just might smile back.
Ah, yes. You can smile at somebody, and maybe they will smile back. That means they smile in return. So, Rebecca, you're smiling.
And I'm going to smile back.
Yeah, I'm smiling back at you.
That's right.
Very nice. Well, friends, keep your smiles on your faces, because right now it is time for a review skit.
We're going to keep smiling.
Yeah, even though they're not that funny.
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere.
Yeah! That's a great song!
Yes, and it's a great reminder. Smile!
Smiling has many benefits, but sometimes I don't feel like smiling.
True, but don't let a bad mood ruin your day. Hack your bad day with a smile.
It can improve your mood.
And might even help relieve pain. Are you hurting? Start laughing.
Oh, smiling leaves a positive impression with others.
And makes you appear confident.
When you smile, people naturally want to smile back.
That's right. So start your day with a smile and a song.
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime.
Are you smiling? Great! One, two, three, smile!
Well, there certainly are many benefits to smiling. Mm-hmm. And remember, if you're not feeling in a good mood, well, maybe you can fake it. Fake it till you make it.
And you know, there are a lot of benefits to laughing too. So if something goes wrong, maybe you just need to laugh it off.
But you know what? I really like this next photo. I found this picture of a baby smiling. Isn't he cute?
Oh, what a cute little baby.
And you know what I like about babies smiling?
What?
That it's real. They're not faking it. It's always a real smile.
You make a good point, Gabe. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.